Welcome to a special AHA Innovators Connection podcast, recorded live at the 2023 AHA Rural Healthcare Leadership Conference. I'm Maggie McKay. I'm joined by Patrick Warren, AVP of Sales for Inovalon, Lori Zindel, Vice President of Business Development for Inovalon, and Rachel Dahlman, Director of Revenue Cycle for Phelps Memorial Health Center. Patrick, Lori, and Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today to discuss how hospitals can use analytics to manage revenue workflows. Let's get started. Rachel, what was Phelps Memorial's experience in making its revenue workflow more efficient and effective?
Yes, thank you, Maggie. So I should start back in my beginnings of leadership in 2017. We partnered with Inovalon for just claim scrubber at that point in time. We had all manual processes. My billers were touching every single claim before they went out the door. We were posting all of our cash by hand manually. We had no electronic payments. So we had 0% clean claim rate. We had 100% manual postings. So we were hurting. And our AR days were in the 80s at that point in time. So I partnered with Inovalon and as a claim scrubber at that point in time. And progressively, we have started using more of their products and platforms. We went to eligibility. So we were doing zero eligibility for our patients' insurance at that point in time. So that was huge to be able to get in front of the prior authorizations that were just coming up to be important at that point in time. And we could identify patients' insurance before they were in our admissions offices. And then we started sending patient statements through Inovalon. We use their secure pay system for patients to use the portal to pay their balances. And we've ended up with their RCMI product, which is the analytics dashboards that gives us visibility and transparency into the denials and everything, cash projection, all of that. Lori, she's the expert. She will discuss that at length. But that really has buttoned up the whole revenue cycle management process for us. And it's really been the key to our success and lowering our AR days from the 80s to consistently in 2021, we consistently ran in the 30s. And I really contribute that to the partnership with Inovalon as well as the workflows that we've put in place in-house.
That sounds like a very arduous process, but one well worth it.
Yes, very worth it.
And Lori, what analytics are important to consider when analyzing the effectiveness of a hospital's revenue systems?
Well, Rachel's story is repeatable. We've seen it over and over. And when you pay attention to everything that impacts cash in your organization, and to us, the biggest driver of cash flow problems is, you know, it's the payers. You're working with the payers. They have kind of a contradictory, you know, they don't really want to pay your bills, right? So they make it a little difficult. The rules are complex. You have to have tools to manage that. And so Rachel talked about clean claim rate, that they were looking at every claim. So it starts with making sure you have a scrubber that knows the rules. The payers don't always share those rules with us. And so when we talk about a clean claim in the industry, it means a claim that's gone through all of your systems and went to the payer. And truly, it doesn't matter what we say is clean, it's what the payer says is clean. And so we've come up with a KPI that I think is very critical and you don't hear it out there, and it's called first pass yield. And that's the percent of claims that are getting paid on first submission. And when you talk about that KPI, it changes your life, because when your claims are getting paid on first submission, your cash flow is protected, your aging of your accounts receivable and your chance of writing it off improve, the number of people you need to follow up and ensure you get paid. And today, with the staffing issues we're seeing, that's critical. We've done a lot of work, and I know Rachel has too, on let's focus on reducing the amount of work we have to do because we can't find the staff for it. So everything about that cash flow, because that's cash is what you need to keep your hospital open and all of that. So first pass yield, and then projecting your cash. I think the traditional way of projecting your cash is you look at what you collected the last few months and then you keep your fingers crossed and you hope that comes in. And that's not, you know, with the analytics and the tools that are available today, our tool actually keeps track of how long each insurance company takes to pay. We track what percent of the charges it's paying. So literally, as you bill out a claim today, we know how much you're going to get paid and what day it's going to come in. So we can estimate your deposit. And the beauty of it is that things happen, right? You know, suddenly there's some coders that are off and you're not getting your bills out the door where you would expect, or an insurance company puts in a new rule that you didn't know about it, and it instantly knows that and you can correct. So it eliminates those surprises at the end of the month. You know, we've all done that where we've closed our books at the end of the month and gone, oh my God, we had a terrible cash month. What happened? And you're going backwards to try to explain it to your board. And here it tells you as it's happening so you can adjust, and those explanations don't have to happen. Or if they do have to happen, you know exactly why it happened and you know when you're going to recover from it. So
that's amazing. That's got to be a game changer.
It has been. I will say from a provider standpoint, it has been a game changer. It's completely changed the way we look at things. You know, we're able to pull back the carpet and look for things that need fixed. We're no longer having those big things that we're looking for. We're looking for the little tiny things that are going to make the little adjustments in our AR.
That's amazing. Lori, when processing claims, what changes can a hospital or a health system make to improve the quality and performance of this process?
Well, first, recognize that it's not just your business office that's responsible for getting those bills paid. We go through an exercise with our customers about that claim form that we submit to the insurance company. We take 5 highlighters and you have it, like, who's responsible for getting that data? And 57% of the fields on that claim come from your registration or front-end process. They have to get the insurance right. They have to get all of this information. And then the coders who are putting all that information on that and sure we get reimbursed properly and correctly and don't get denials. So that it takes a whole team. And normally, if you don't have analytics that provide you with some details, we're always just pointing fingers at each other. You know, if they get the information right, you know, blah, 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 our tool can actually take data from your system and provide you eligibility denials by who the registrar was. I mean, it's a game changer now that you can talk to the people and retrain and get everybody involved in that. So the claim data, knowing the rules of the payers, a tool that learns as they deny, we can figure out why they denied, build more rules to stop them. If a hospital gets a rejection from that insurance company the first time, if they go to rebill that, they have less than a 40% chance it's going to pay. 60% chance it's going to deny again, and that's where the rework, the cost, the aging, the chance of write-off, it all plays a part of it. So you really have to work hard at getting that first claim paid. And that's why it's important.
Patrick, how can an organization empower its leaders to become involved in the improvement of revenue workflows?
Yeah, very good question. And we don't have to look very far with our friend Rachel and the work that they've done at Phelps. At the end of the day, patient experience, right? The patient journey and how that patient moves through the point of care is deeply involved in the financial aspect of that patient as well and of the hospital. So I think that's where I commend Rachel and her team. And Rachel, maybe we can chat a little bit about the easy button that I know we talked about recently as well. But this idea of really allowing your staff and the folks within the organization understand the level of importance that that patient is going to perceive as they go through their point of care and even after the point of care with the financial burden and the stresses that come through that. So I think that's one of the areas that we've really kind of rallied around as an organization. Partners like Phelps have helped us really kind of transform our thoughts around rev cycle and how to approach the industry and really at the end of the day, make it about the patient, make it about the care, make it about that positive journey.
Okay, Patrick, you piqued my interest. What's the easy button?
Well, Phelps started an initiative early last year about patient satisfaction and really making that our top priority. It was our thematic goal for the longest time, and it's still continuing to be very, very vital. Our patients have the choice. Healthcare is very consumerized. They don't have to come to us. There's many options. And so we've really made it a focus at Phelps to give our patients the easy button. And that is by getting the eligibility beforehand, getting all of those steps taken before they even walk in our door so that everything is lined up perfectly for their visit to go flawless. And they go to the clinical team. Then they, you know, the coding team comes in and does their work. And then the billing team finishes it up. Nobody likes to pay their bill, but people really don't like to pay their bill a year later. So all of those things have to be lined up perfectly to give the patient the utmost satisfaction, because they don't, like I said, have to come to us. So it was actually my CFO, Lauren, who gave me the easy button quote that I have coined after. So I do have to credit him. But that's what he said. He said, we need to give our patients the easy button. It's just as simple as that.
It sounds like that alleviates a lot of stress.
Absolutely. It makes our jobs easier. It makes the patient's experience much better. Everyone's happier at the end of the day.
Lori, any closing thoughts?
I would say that with critical access hospitals, I believe they have this belief that they don't have access to the tools that they need. They think analytics are out of their reach, and they're really not. It's a matter of, in today's reimbursement environment, you cannot make it without them. You know, you have to go and explore. You can't think that they're out of your reach because you can do it, and they will pay for themselves in the return, in patient satisfaction, in cash flow, in increased reimbursements. You really need to have it.
Rachel?
I would agree with Lori. It's a game changer. It has taken us from best in class to even better in class. We're in a class by ourselves, and it's because of the analytics. It's because of the products that we've used through Inovalon and the wrapping it up in the pretty bow with our CMI to give us transparency and gives us tools so that we are looking in the nooks and crannies and pulling up the carpet. It's been completely game changer for us.
It sounds like it. And Patrick, do you have anything to share with us in closing?
You know, just that it's been a challenging few years, right? And I think the common theme has been staffing challenges, vendor overload, or a need for vendor consolidation, and just the high payer demands that we talked about earlier. And I think that's what has made our journey and our relationship with Phelps and our relationship with all of our clients out there so rewarding, is seeing so many positive stories come from this challenging time. And we're excited for much more positive stories in the future.
This all sounds very encouraging, and it's been fascinating. I've learned a lot just in these few short minutes. So thank you so much, Patrick, Lori, and Rachel, for being here and making the time. Thanks for joining us today at the 2023 AHA Rural Healthcare Leadership Conference. For our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Inovalon and listen to other podcasts, visit ruralconference.aha.org/innovatorsconnection. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This has been an Innovators Connection podcast brought to you by the American Hospital Association. Thank you for listening.